White, W.C. White, Mary. Healdsburg, California, April 30th, 1878. Dear children, Willie and Mary, we received your interesting letters in due time. I have not dared to write for some days because I have not been as well as usual. Inability to sleep nights, troubled thoughts, incessant anxiety, and constant labor have been too much for me. After coming to Healdsburg and bearing much care and burden, and then to Oakland and the same there, I was sent for to labor at Woodland. I thought I might find relief in change. I visited Woodland and Vacaville. I spoke 7 times in 6 days, traveled 60 miles by private conveyance, visiting from house to house. Visited 16 families, prayed with 14, talked almost constantly. The distance, you know, from Oakland to Woodland, and from Woodland is 25 miles to Vacaville. I intended to remain 2 weeks, but stayed only 1. Elder Loughborough wrote that an appointment was out for me at San Francisco to speak under the tent Sunday evening on temperance. I hastened back. Very weary I was, but God helped me, as He has done on many other occasions, and I was very clear and free. The tent was full of the very best citizens, and they gave the most profound attention. I never saw such a crowd so perfectly still. No sleep for me that night. We lay down to rest at midnight. Then the most important meeting, Monday night, to settle some matters of long standing. The burden came upon me. I talked for more than 1 hour. The meeting was a success. Next day we packed for Oakland, and when we arrived here, I was completely exhausted. Sister Clemens took cold Sabbath by imprudently sitting on the grass and was sick abed. Mary Clough was sick. Ellen Saunders was with me. She and I first took the burden, cooking for the men. Sister Clemens needed treatment. I alone could do this, with Mary and Ella to assist me what they could. As soon as I had done this, I pitched backward insensible. Brother Brorson and Ella Saunders and Mary Clough worked over me for 1 hour. I am run down now, but have no discouragement. I shall spring back again. We sent for China John. He has washed for us, and if we can keep him, we'll have him stay till we get settled in new house. Father is improving. He talks and prays considerable about Colorado and may go. I do not know just yet what he may do. He sweat a little yesterday for the first time. He sleeps splendidly nights and has a nap daytimes. Brother Brorson gives him treatment. If he can feel contented to stay here, he had better stay. It is the most delightful scenery I ever witnessed, a living picture continually before us, diversified and beautiful. Our house is on a high rise of ground, distinctly seen for miles on every side. Our house contains 8 rooms above and below, pantry, bathroom, 5 clothes presses, a small cellar. It is very convenient. After living here in this little house, it seems so nice to think of having a good house to live in, plain but nice. Father rides nearly all the time, and I think it is the best thing he can do. Brother Brorson takes good care of him and relieves me greatly. I have decided I cannot work as steadily and as hard as I have done. There is not 1 in 1,000 that can do the work I have done and keep as active as I, and yet in the full use of my limbs and muscles. Willie, I never saw so much to be done as now, and I never had greater clearness of mind and more freedom of spirit than at the present time. I would be rejoiced to attend all the camp meetings, but as it now appears, shall not be able to attend 1. But the will of the Lord be done. Hold fast to the arm of the Lord. Watch unto prayer, and oh, hide in Jesus, let self be lost in the Mighty One. I must close now. I have much more to say, but this must go, for I know you are anxious to hear. I visited Brother Grayson. He is the same good, noble man as ever. We had an excellent visit. Sister Sanders, Emma, Sister Douglas were all there, and Sister Yerba. Lucy Bush is sick. I ought to write about her to Dr. Kellogg, but will write tomorrow. I think her internal organs are paralyzed. Love to all. We'll write Mary and children soon. Mother.